that Mishkach Rabavi Shokel Zutri. When you find Diglish Mishkach Rabavi Shokel Zutri Shokel Rav. Rash Mishkach Rabavi Pareisha Shokel. First you take the big ones. The Rihod Mishkach Zutri. Then when you find small ones, Shokel, you take the small ones. Hachinami. Afagav the Riyah Gadol Amalei Bresh. Even though he said the best Raya first, in the case where the Shor is almost Potter from Misa. When he found another small case, he said the second case, Al Piedechod. Rav Tuvia Mishmei the Rabba Amano, Heinus Amalei Bresha. First he said this, that's a less of a Chiddush. Heinus, the case where Yeshua killed Al Piedechod. Moshe says is an example to a hunter, a fisherman, Shesherl Dogram in the Yam. He goes to fish, to get fish out of the Yam. That Mishkach Zutri Shokel, he takes small ones first. Mishkach Rabavi, then later when he finds big fish, Shodi Zutri, so he throws away the small one for Shokel Rabavi, then he takes the big one. It's like here also, first he said the less of a teretz is, where the Shor killed Al Piedechod. Okay, good, yeah, no good. Then he said a better teretz, where the Shor killed the man, but he had Kavanah to kill somebody else. So the Shor Bechlal is not Chayiv Misa, so in such a case the Shor is not Chayiv Misa, there I would have thought to say, maybe the Baal HaShor has to pay Kaifa, Kamashmalon, Baal HaShor Noki, that no, still the owner is Potter from paying Kaifa. Alright, we'll stop here.
This here, right. Here, up to Daf, here, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, again. Tan Yidach, we're going to the Braisa like this, that the Pasuk says on top, Tan Yidach, Baal HaShor Noki. Again, the Pasuk is talking about if your shore kills a person, so it says that we have to kill the shore, and it says a lotion that Baal HaShor Noki, the Baal HaShor is Noki, free from this animal. So what do we dash with it? Rabbi Yosef Lili Yoiner. Noki midmei vlodis. It means to say that the owner is potter from paying midmei vlodis. In a case where your animal, like, killed or hit a pregnant lady, and she was maple, she lost a child because of that, so the Baal HaShor is potter from paying the midmei vlodis. So this is the word of Yosef Lili Darshans. On this, Omolo Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said back to Yosef Lili, why do you need a posik for this? Harayuayma, the posik says clearly, ki yinotsu anoshim. If two men are fighting, v'nogfu isha, and they hit a pregnant lady, and their nefel, she loses a child, then you have to pay dmei vlodis. So we dashin anoshim v'loy shvorim. The Torah is only talking about if a man does the damage, and not if oxen do the damage. So pshita, if the oxen do the damage, avada, the Baal HaShor is poter. So how could Rabbi Yosef Lili use the pasuk Baal HaShor Noki to teach us that the owner of the Shor is poter, pshita is poter? Tomorrow says, Shaf become Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Bukhur asked a good kasha, but ask Rabbi Yosef Lili. So what's Pshan Rabbi Yosef Lili that he needs this pasuk of a Baal HaShor Noki to teach us that the Baal HaShor, if his shor hit a pregnant lady, that the potter from paying the Mev Lodis. How much the child is worth? So Omar Rav Ula Bered Rav Idi. Itzrich. No, still we need the pasuk. Itzrich. Why? Because Tafka Daitach Amina, I would have thought to say like this. That anoshim v'loy shvorim. True, the pasuk says ki yinotsu anoshim. When men are fighting, and avada, that means to say only if a man hits the pregnant lady, and not if an ox hits the pregnant lady. But I would tell you dafka hadoim li'anoshim. It means an ox that's like a man. What does that mean? Ma anoshim muadim. Just like odim hamazik, he's a muad right away. Af shvorim muadim. We're talking about a shor that's a muad. If a shor ha muad hits a pregnant lady and makes her lose a child, then you're potter for paying the Mev Lodis. But maybe I would have said, Hotam Mechayiv. But if the Shor is only a Tam, it's not like Anoshim, maybe then even the Shor, the Baal HaShor, is Chayiv to pay for the Mev Lodis. Therefore, cost of Rachmona, Baal HaShor Noki. That's why I need this extra posik, Baal HaShor Noki, the potter. That even though the Shor is only a Tam, still the owner is potter from paying the Mev Lodis. This the Gemara says, oh my Rav, Rav says back, it doesn't make any sense. Yetziva v'arya v'giyura v'shmei Shemaya. It's an expression like, are you sitting on the floor and your arrows reach the Shemayim? Like, how could that be to say such a big Kiddush like this? No, it doesn't make any sense. If you're telling me now a Mu'ud, sure how Mu'ud is always more strict, you have to pay more. When it hits a pregnant lady, you're potter from paying the Dmei Vlodis, so how can it be that by a time you have to pay, it doesn't make any sense? So therefore, Avada, you can't say this pshat. So we're back to the kasher. What does Rabbi Yosef Lili need a posik? Baal HaShor Noki that you put him in pain, the Mev Lodos, shita you put him. Elo Amar Rava. Therefore, Rava says like this.
Itzrich. No, I need Rabbi Yossi's posuk for this reason. Because Talka Daitach Amino, I would have thought to say like this. Anoshim v'loy shvorim. True, the posuk says when two men are fighting and they hit the pregnant lady, then they have to pay for the Demei Vlodis. But not if an ox hits the pregnant lady. But I would have said again, Davka Hadayim v'loyanoshim. Only an ox like a man. Ma anoshim muwadim, just like a man is a muwad right away. Ach shvorim muwadim. Who are then sure that some muwad also? If a shoha muwad hits the pregnant lady, and let's say she has a miscarriage because of that, then you have to pay how much the child would have been worth. And I tell you in svara of the kal v'choim elatam and the ptiri, havadin is a kal v'choim also that if you only have a shoha tam, for sure the owner is potter from paying the demei vlodis. Hod a kosov achmona. Then the Torah says like this: Baal hashor noki. You should know the baal hashor is potter from paying. Which we dash and mean to tell us, Tam Potter or Muid Chayiv. That's what I would have thought to say. Now, without the Yisrael Lili Drosha, I would have thought to say this: that Bala Shor Naki comes to teach me that only a Tam is Potter, but Enoch Nami a Muid Taker is Chayiv. I mean, that's the way it comes out according to Yisrael Lili. That he dashes Bala Shor Naki, Naki Midmei Volodos means Tak only a Tam, Taker is Potter. Enoch Nami. A muat taker is chayiv, like Rashi says. Chosav Rachmona Balasharnoki lemeimad loydashina na noshim v'loyshvor madom la noshim ela tam potter. A muat chayiv. We don't make this rosha. In a chenami, we therefore a muat taker is chayiv. Samar says no. Omulay Abaya says back. Elu mayat is so. Kabi boishes nami that we should make the same type of a rosha by boishes, where an animal embarrasses a man. Does the Baal HaShor have to pay for the embarrassment or not? Like we dashin, Lado, Lagrashi brings down the Kaimalon, Shoiroi Shabayish Potter. If your ox embarrasses somebody, the Baal HaShor is Potter from paying. And we learned that the Lagrashi of Anafkalon, Mechi Yenotsu Anoshim Yachtav Ishvi Yochiv, the Karafti Isham, the Katsoy says Kapo, Momadainu Boishis. That we dashin with this Possek of Yenotsu Anoshim, that only men have to pay Boishis. And not if an ox hits a man or embarrasses a man, you don't have to pay boishes. So the question is, say here also, that what anoshim v'loy shvorim. Really the pasuk says only when two men are fighting, then you have to pay for boishes. So we should ask in, and not axes, ha'domim li anoshim, only axes that are like a man. Ma anoshim muadim, just like by a man, it means a man that's a muid. I'll tell you, av shvorim muadim, who are then a shvor also that's a muid. That what? That he's potter. And the kalvachoyim latam of the ptiri. And really it should be a kalvachoyim that if a shor hatam embarrasses a man, that avada also you potter from paying boishes. Hoda kosar rachmona. Then the pasuk says, Baal hashor noki. That you should know the Baal hashor is noki to teach us that what? Tam is potter. It's a new ptur like for a tam. But a muad chayiv, maybe a muad should be chayiv. The same way you want to tell me, according to Yosef Lili, that by the mei vlodis, when a muad, a shorha muad hits the pregnant lady and she loses a child, that you have to pay for the mevlodas, so the same svara should apply to boishes also. That when a shorha muad embarrasses a man, the baal hashor should have to pay for the mev boishes. But Gemara v'chitem, maybe you'll tell me hochinami here also. Maybe that is true anachinami. Maybe if a shorha muad embarrasses a man, the baal hashor would have to pay. But Gemara Yehochi, if so, listen, why don't we learn Baal HaShor Noki, that we dash in this extra posuk of the Baal HaShor is Potter. Why doesn't it say like this? We have Yisag Lili Yoyim HaPotter Medmei Vlodis Umi Boishes. He should have said both in one statement. That this posuk has come to teach us that we're learning now that a Shor HaTam, if your Shor was a Tam, you're Potter from paying the Demei Vlodis if it hit a pregnant lady, or else you're Potter from paying Boishes if it embarrassed a man. But only Tam, but not Muid. Therefore, it's not mashma like this that we make a drosha that by Dmei Vlodis and Muid is Chayiv, because we should have made the same drosha by Boishes also. Ella rather Abayev Rova Darmitavayu. Ella rather both Abayev Rova both say like this. This is the pshat. That we make the drosha on Noshim, Ein Osan Beisha Yonshu. Halacha is by a man. If a man hits, kills the lady, so we say, we dash it like this. Ein Osan Beisha. In the case of you hit the pregnant lady, if you don't kill the lady, you're not chayiv misa, then you're yonshu. Then if you only made her be mapul, miscarriage, lose the baby, then you have to pay for the baby. But yesh osan bisha, we always know, but if you kill the lady, the mother, so So Yechayiv, a man kills a pregnant lady, so we know Yechayiv Misa for that. Then the klal is, Lo Yayonshu. You don't have to pay the money for the Dmei Vlodis. Because we say the klal of, Kom Leib the Rabbi Minei. Then in the case we have the Chayiv Misa, you don't have to pay money. So that's the drasha by a man. That when there's a Chayiv Misa, then you put her. But when there's no Chayiv Misa, when you don't kill her, you only kill the baby, then you have to pay the money. On this, let's make a drasha that v'loy shvarim. This does not apply to an ox. What does that mean? The af agav the yesh oson. Even in the case where the ox killed the lady, yayonshu. Maybe I would have thought to say that when the ox kills the lady, like there's no chiyuv misa upon the owner, so maybe then the owner should have to pay the dmei vlodis. Hodakos rachmona. Then the Torah says no. Bal hashonoki the potter. That's pshat the posse. The Baal HaShor Noki is potter for the Mei Vlodis. You ask the Kasher Pshita, the Baal HaShor is potter. Of course, you make a drosha only on Noshim and not Shvorim. So I'd say, maybe just the opposite. The drosha of Anoshim Blei Shvorim tells me a chiyuv. That only by a man, if he kills the lady, then he's potter from paying the money. Because come live the Rav Minei. But maybe when the Shor kills the pregnant lady and the baby, then maybe the Baal HaShor would still have to pay to the Mei Vlodis. That's where I need a posik, Ubal Hashor Noki, to teach us now that still the Baal Hashor was supported from paying to the Dmei Vlodis. And this only applies by the Dmei Vlodis, not by Boishas. Maskiv lo Ravada Barava. So Ravada Barava asked the question back, Oto Biosan Talia Milsa. Do you think it's totally Biosan, Oto Biosan Talia Milsa? Is it totally if you kill her or not? Bekavona Talia Milsa. The Chur of the Yisayid of Komle Bidrabminei is totally if a man kills her, if the man did it for Kavona, that he has the Chiv Misa upon himself. It doesn't matter the fact that he killed her. Because if he killed her without Kavona, he's potter from Misa. And then he would have to pay money. So Rashi explains that Afilu Yeshosim Bish, even in the case we killed the Isha, still you would have to pay money. In the case of Niskama the Chavera, if you had Kavona to kill somebody else and he killed her, you're potter from Misa. That's where Rav Ada holds like Rav Shimon. The Yom HaMasechta Sanhedrin, that Niskavan Horeg Ezeb Horeg Ezeb Potter, Mimisa, but Yechayiv Mamen. And the second Chiddush also says he doesn't know like Tana Dabei Chizkiya, that he once had that holds that Chayiv and Misa Shogin, you also say Kom Lei B'di Rav Minei. Like even in a case when you don't have a Chayiv Misa, as long as you did a Maisa Misa, you still would be Kom Lei B'di Rav Minei. See, he holds not like that. He holds that when are you Potter from paying the money, only if Lamaisa you have the Chiv Misa upon yourself. If you killed the Isha, you had Kavona to kill her. So then you're Chayiv Misa, then you're potter from paying the Dmei Vlodis how much a child is worth. But in the case where you didn't have Kavona to kill her, you had Kavona to kill somebody else, and by mistake you killed her, so we owe Lamaisa this person is potter from Misa. Since he's potter from Misa, in this case, he would have to pay the Dmei Vlodis. Als Mazik he's Chayiv to pay. So that's the Maskash. Who says it's totally in Kavona? Who says it's totally in Osun? Whether you killed her or not, it's totally if you have Kavona or not. Tell him also. So Rashi says, V'chivan di Anoshim, Ahecha di Yeshosa Nami Yonshu, even by a man it's possible to say that he killed a pregnant lady and still he has to pay money. In a case when he's not chayiv misa, he didn't have intention to do it. Ishtakach, we come out to yamayit shvarim, bein b'yesh osim, bein b'shein osim. If so, that it comes out that a shor is always potter. Whether it did kill the pregnant or didn't kill her, in both cases, a shor should be potter. So if so, it's back to the kasha, b'al ha-shor noki lomali. What do I need the posik of b'al ha-shor noki for? So Marin says, elu omar avad barava. Anoshim, it's like this, men, kineskav nuzel azeh, has he have kavona to kill one and to kill the other person? Afagav sheesh osim b'isha, even though they killed the lady, yayonshu. Then taka, he still has to pay the money. Since he had kavona to kill somebody else, he's potter from Isa, we do not say come live the rabbi, and he has to pay the money. But kineskav nu l'isha atzma, if this man had intentions to kill this pregnant lady, lay yayonshu. Then the law is he doesn't have to pay the money, because since he's chayiv misa, we say, come, leib d'rav minei. That's the law by a man. And this we darshin for lois shvarim. This does not apply to an ox. What does that mean? The afilo niskavna liish atzma. Even in a case when the ox had intentions to kill the pregnant lady, yayanshu. That's why I would have thought to make a drasha. That in such a case, the Baal HaShor still has to pay the Dimei Blodis. He has to pay to the husband how much the kid would have been worth on the market. On this, Kotzer Rachmona, therefore, Torah has to tell us, no, Baal HaShor Noki, that the owner of the Shor's potter means the Ptiri, that he's potter for paying Dimei Blodis. That's the Chan of Yosef Lili, why I need a Pasuk of Baal HaShor Noki. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say that by Shor at all times, you have to pay Dimei Blodis. The mashmalah no, Baal HaShor Noki, he's part of a pain to make blodis. V'chein, the same thing, ki osi Rav Chagi Midroimun. Rav Chagi came from Dor, from the south. Osi came, v'yaisi masitza v'yodi, brought a brice in his hands. Kavosa the Rav Adam Arava, like Rav Adam Arava, just said. But that's the pshat of Yosef Lili. Good, so that's another pshat, what we do with the drosh of Baal HaShor Noki, to teach us that the Baal HaShor was always part of a pain to make blodis. Even if Yeshua killed the pregnant lady and killed the baby, you do not have to pay the Dmei Blodis. Now the Gemara says, Tan Yiduch. We learned in another braisa like this. Tan Yiduch, the Pasuk says, Baal HaShor Noki. Rebbe Akiva Goymer, Noki Midmei Eved. That means in the case of Yeshua Hatam killed an Eved, you're potter from paying the money. The Baal HaShor doesn't have to, if Yeshua is only a Tam, you're potter from paying the Dmei Eved. When do you have to pay Shloshim? Only if it's a Muad. But if you have a Shor HaTam that killed somebody's Eved, then you're part of a pain to Shloshim. That's what the Gemara says.